This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dentistry Information and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. James Maloof from Brisbane, Australia. Dr. Maloof is a leading cosmetic dentist who is talking with us today about composite veneers. Dr. Maloof, a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, tell us, what are composite veneers?
Look, composite veneer, it's a veneer or a facing that's made out of composite filling material, and it's designed to cover the front surface of a tooth to improve its appearance. So that might improve the color, the shape, the size, or the length of a tooth.
Also, is getting composite veneers painful? Get into that a little further, if you would.
Certainly not, no. No, well, it shouldn't be. You know, we do a large number of these cases without any anesthetic at all. And every now and then we'll get a patient who prefers to have the procedure done with some local anesthetic, and that's fine too. So, look, to be honest, for most patients, the biggest source of discomfort is simply keeping the mouth open while we work.
And that certainly is good news from a pain-free perspective. Now, why are more and more people choosing today to get veneers?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think composite veneers are becoming more and more popular, probably for a couple of reasons. I think, you know, in this day and age, with social media being as big and popular as it is, there seems to be this big push for aesthetic procedures in general. You know, everyone wants to look more beautiful, but I think specifically with the composite veneers, there's been a lot of advances in technology, and we're getting really, really fantastic results with the newer composites that have hit the markets compared to some of the older ones. So patients can get a really, really dramatic improvement to their smile for a pretty affordable price, and it's all very safe for the health of the teeth.
Today we are speaking with Dr. James Maloof from Brisbane, Australia, a leading cosmetic dentist here on eHealth Radio's Dentistry Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Maloof, if you would, get into how long do composite veneers last, which I would assume is an important factor.
Look, they're not as strong as your natural teeth. They can chip or break, but you know, they should certainly last anywhere between 5 and 8 years before they start to need repairing. So you'll get a while out of them, but I think the big advantage with the composite veneers is if and when they do need repairing, that's a pretty quick and easy and a fairly inexpensive procedure to have done.
And lastly, why would one consider composite veneers over porcelain veneers?
Well, I think the fact that they're fairly conservative, you know, you can bond a composite veneer to a tooth directly without altering or reducing the tooth structure. So we can get a really nice improvement to a patient's smile. We can change the colour, the shape, the size of the teeth, the length of the teeth. We can do all of this without damaging the integrity of the underlying tooth. And we can do all of that in one visit. So it's fairly quick, it's painless, and generally much more affordable than, for example, porcelain veneers.
And that certainly makes sense, and I appreciate you also getting us up to speed on the advantages on composite veneers. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on your practice and where can listeners be in touch.
You'll find a lot of information on our website. That's a good place to contact us. So www.cosmeticdentistinbrisbane.com.au. Lots of bits and pieces on there, and certainly our contact details as well.
Very good. Well, Dr. Maloof, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to another opportunity to have you back with us right here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure was ours. We've been speaking with Dr. James Maloof from Brisbane, Australia, a leading cosmetic dentist. And for more information and for contact, simply visit cosmeticdentistinbrisbane.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dentistry Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.